The late leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah group, who was killed in an Israeli airstrike days after he took the post, has been laid to rest. The funeral was held in his southern hometown, a day after his cousin and predecessor was buried in Beirut. Hashem Safieddine was killed in early October in a series of Israeli strikes in a southern suburb of Beirut at the height of the Israel-Hezbollah war. He was killed days after his cousin and predecessor Hassan Nasrallah was killed in airstrikes south of the capital. After Nasrallah's death on September 27, Safieddine was secretly named Hezbollah's Secretary General, but was killed just days later. Thousands of people marched behind Safieddine's coffin that was draped with Hezbollah's yellow flag, while his black turban was placed on top. Four Israeli warplanes flew at low altitude twice during the funeral in Beirut, once when the coffins were brought into the stadium where the funeral was held, and a second time when Hezbollah's current leader Naim Qassem was giving a speech. I'm Lawrence Brooks.